what's baked in a deep dish made from apples with a crust on top. Something like a fruit pie, except it has several layers of fruit and pastry in it.
Apple cobbler.
Okay. Any other names you got for apple cobbler?
Apple pie.
Okay. Somebody has a good appetite, and you say he sure likes to put away his
groceries.
Okay. You ever heard the word vittles?
Yes,
okay.
Vittles.
Sure,
sure
likes
have.
To put away his vittles.
That's right.
Okay.
Sure have heard that.
Okay. What do you call the sweet liquid that you pour over pudding?
Hmm.
Or let's put it this way: what would you call liquid that you'd put over your mashed potatoes?
Gravy.
Okay. What would you call liquid that you'd say pour over green beans or something if someone did that?
Pepper sauce.
Okay. Okay. How about food taken at regular meals? You call it, I'm sorry, a food taken between regular meals. What would you call that?
A snack.
Okay, small quantities.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a few minutes ago you just finished
supper.
Okay, and in the process of having supper, you, the word for taking supper would be?
I ate supper.
Okay, and if you're doing it right now, you
I am eating supper.
Okay, and you can say, I am going to
eat supper.
Okay, and you have
eaten.
Okay. What do people drink for breakfast?
Coffee.
Okay. How basically was coffee prepared when you were? Did they have coffee when you were small?
Oh yes.
Hanging on the farm.
Yes.
Was there a ritual like involved with making it, or was there?
No real ritual. We kids drank milk, and mom and daddy drank coffee. And as I said before, it was in the midst of the Depression, and they bought the cheapest coffee they could find, and they made do with it.
Was it perked, or was it?
It was perked.
Dripped or drained through it? Okay. Did you get your own beans and grind them?
No.
It was already
ground?
That's
a little before my time.
Okay. Well, you can still do that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What's the easiest thing to drink when you're thirsty? The easiest thing to get to?
Water.
Okay. What do you usually drink it out of?
Glass.
Okay, so you can say you have a glass of
glass water.
Okay. If you drop a glass onto a hard floor, what happens?
Break it.
Okay. And you can say, yesterday I blank a glass.
Broke a glass.
All right. And today I?
Broke a glass.
All right. You can say he had...
Has broke a glass.
All right, has broken. Say it again, please.
Has broke a glass.
Okay, because I think I misheard you. And he will?
Break a glass.
Okay. Thanks so much for that. How about this one? When you get a glass of water and you say, now I'm going to?
Drink. This
okay.
Glass of water.
And 5 minutes ago, I
drank a glass of water.
Okay, and he had yesterday or this morning he had.
He drank a glass of water.
Okay. When dinner is on the table and the family is standing around waiting to begin, what would you say to them?
Let's eat dinner.
Okay. Or would you say anything else particularly if everybody's standing up?
It's on the table. Let's eat it.
Okay. Would you have anything else that you'd say if you had a special guests over or something?
Have a seat and let's eat dinner.
Okay. And if you want someone not to wait until, for example, potatoes are passed, you know, if you didn't want to